Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore continues our series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
For those of you who weren't here last week, we got to go ahead and talk about meeting your physical goals. And I didn't tell you, but I think I will tell you. I hesitated on telling you because so many times it's such a deterrent to some people when they have so much to lose and stuff. But in the last, say, year and a half, well, since we've probably been here in Branson, I myself have lost 52 pounds. So if I can lose 52 pounds, you can lose 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever the situation is, because I guarantee you, if you don't believe that that flesh talks, try it sometimes, you know. So we got to talking about some of that stuff, and I did, and I wasn't going to tell it because I didn't want, you know, you sound like you're bragging on yourself. But I, you know, in praying about it, I thought, well, you know, there's people that have a lot of weight to lose, you know, and it can be encouraging also to see people that have actually been able to do it. And the thing that excites me the very most about it is the fact that for the first time in my life, I wasn't taking a diet pill. I wasn't doing some crazy, strange diet. I didn't stop eating everything under the sun that they tell you you shouldn't eat. I'm not on some crazy thing that you cannot live with the rest of your life. You want to know the diet I'm on? I'm going way ahead of myself here, and I'll tell you what diet I'm on. The Grace and Strength Diet. How y'all like that one? Yeah, we'll get to that one in just a minute. So those of you who were not here last week, we talked about, first off, being honest with yourself. We talked about AA, that the people, the very first thing that they have to do in order to get free from alcohol is they get up in front of the room and they go to AA and they say, "Hi, my name is John Smith and I am an alcoholic." Well, the same thing will work for you. You go home in your mirror and you confess before the Lord, "Hey, my name is Phyllis Moore and I'm a fatty, chubby overeater." Do it and face yourself with it, you know, and admit to yourself that you have a problem in that area. And that's the first thing that we did. And if you, I'm not going to go over everything because then I'd teach that sermon and the one I have for tonight and we'd be here till 10 o'clock. So, and then the second one was humble yourself and admit that you've done everything under the sun and not been able to do it. But we talked about the grace of God, and we talked about how it'll supercharge you and help you through those times that are tough. And we talked about how that you could make it through terrible situations by leaning on Him. And that's on the tape back there too. And then the last thing we talked about was being led about what you do. And I think that's one of the biggest things that has helped me to accomplish what I've been trying to accomplish. And don't get me wrong, I still got some to go. So don't kid yourself. So, and again, if you're happy just exactly right where you are and you feel like you're exactly perfect and you don't need to change anything in your life, we're not just talking about weight in here. We're talking about how to control your temper, how to not beat your wife or spouse up, how to quit drinking, how to quit doing prescription drugs, how to quit just yielding to your flesh in general. Because you can say what you will, but if you're yielding to your flesh constantly, there's no way you're being spiritual. You can pretend like you are, and I was doing it. I'm as guilty as anybody. That's how I know these things, is because I was kidding myself, saying how mature of a Christian I was and how together I was, and I couldn't even walk past the cupboard without eating something. You know, and it doesn't work that way, because when you get it built up on the inside, it comes out on the outside. So, and I think that's another thing that helped me. So we'll start tonight with some things. I trust that all of you during the week have begun to work on what you were needing to work on. And if you didn't, maybe tonight we'll begin to encourage you a little bit more, and we'll go from there. The first thing I want us to look at is, for those of you who have started on something, how many again tell me have started on something? And it doesn't have to be weight. I mean, believe in God that you're not going to scream or yell or temper or diet pills or prescription pills. Yeah, a lot of people have. So let's go forward with it then. Hebrews 10:35. It says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward." That's good, and I like that, but I sure like this other one better. The Living Bible says, "Do not let this happy trust in the Lord die away, no matter what happens." Isn't that good? Don't let your happy trust that you had to begin with. If you start a diet, I have started 10,652,000 diets probably. And I know you probably have. And what happens is you start it, and the very day that you start it, you eat something you shouldn't, and you just totally cast your confidence away. Well, you don't do that. You just get right back up, and you confess this, and you say, I'm not going to let this happy trust in the Lord die away no matter what happens, no matter what I do, no matter how I fail. I will remember my reward. And that's what that says in the Living Bible. If you don't believe me, find your Living Bible and look it up. I like it. Don't let your happy trust in the Lord die away no matter what happens. Remember your reward. Isn't that good? I could just camp there for a while. In other words, don't trust your scale. Don't trust your head. Don't trust you walking into your bathroom with the pill bottle. Don't trust any of those things and decide that you're going to totally throw away your confidence because you ate a piece of chocolate. A piece of chocolate is not sin. What sin is you not doing the things that you have in your heart to do. And all you have to do is, that's what 1 John 1:9 is for. Glory to God. And I use it a lot. Anytime that you miss it, you repent. And you go face up again and you say, you know, hey, I missed it on that, but it's time to start again. And you start over. And every time that you do that, you'll get stronger and stronger and stronger. Don't just stop. Whatever you do, don't cast your confidence away. Stay in that, is it saying your happy trust in the Lord. Don't rely on your own strength. I know, I think that was probably my weakest point in trying to lose weight. I would get to a point where I would think, okay, I can do this. And I would go a day and I would totally starve myself. And I would feel so proud of myself because I decided that it was much easier not to eat at all than to eat in moderation. Anybody else ever done that? It's so much easier just to skip the whole thing, not eat at all, than to eat in moderation. But what happens then is you don't lose weight. You know, because what happens then is you don't do like somebody on a desert island. You'll do it for a day or two, and then you'll go and you'll eat everything that you can find. So it really counteracts itself. And so your metabolism, it'll totally stop saying, well, they're not feeding me anything. And then all of a sudden you feed it everything. And it says, well, maybe I better just hang on to all this because they may not get to eat again for a couple of days. And so you're doing just the opposite of what you want it to do. So look at Isaiah 40:29. The grace and strength diet. Isaiah 40:29 says, he gives power to the faint. What do you feel like when you're faint? Weak. You feel weak. So he gives power to the weak. Whether you feel like you have power or not, he gives you power. He will give you that strength and that power. And again, he'll come to your mind and he'll say, don't eat that. And you have a choice to make whether you're going to go ahead and override that and cast that down, or you're going to cast the devil down and let your spirit rise up in you. He gives power to the faint, and them that have no might, he increases strength. You feel like you could use some of that sometime? Even the youth shall not faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that do what? Wait upon the Lord, renew their strength. So if you're feeling like you're weak, you're feeling like you can't keep going in your diet, you feel like this is a weak time, that's the time for you to find you a scripture. And just like you're having to take a pill for a sickness, get you a scripture to build yourself up. Wait upon the Lord and he'll renew your strength. Find you a place that you could, if you have to keep it in your back pocket and go in the bathroom and read your scripture. You know, admit, like we said last week, that you can't do it on your own. Because I bet you every person in here that raised their hand that they're trying to do something has tried, like me, every diet under the sun. And you get so frustrated with them because they don't work. But God works. And he gives you the answers and he gives you the strength. Turn to 2 Corinthians 12:9. One of these scriptures should really take hold in your heart, and it could be one, you know, that you could grab hold to. I know that I use, you know, the last one that we talked about. He increases strength to them that have no might. I felt like I had absolutely no might where weight was concerned. I felt like it was a mountain to me. I felt like that there was no way that I could lose what I wanted to lose. And every time I would think about it, I wouldn't think about, well, just lose 1 pound, Phyllis, realizing 1 pound adds up to 2 pounds, adds up to 3 pounds, adds up to 4 pounds, and you keep making progress instead of going the other way. I would think about, I've got 70 pounds to lose. And it would just be overwhelming to my mind, and I was not there. So I had to stop doing that, totally and completely stop thinking about the big picture and start thinking about the little one. I'm going to lose 1 pound. 1 pound. I'm not going to try to lose 70 pounds today. I'm going to try today to lose 1 pound. Well, you hear the same thing from people that are trying to quit doing drugs or trying to quit doing alcohol. They're going to make it through one day. One day. They're not going to try to change their life forever. They're going to make it through that one day. And that's the way the devil defeats people, is because he sets that big mountain in front of them and they know that they've not been able to lose 1 pound. So how in the world are they going to lose 40 pounds? They're not. They're going to be defeated before they start. So don't let the devil make you look at the full goal that's ahead of you. Look at one day at a time and say, this week I'm going to lose 1 pound. In 52 weeks, you will have lost 52 pounds. I didn't say I lost it overnight, but I did say I lost it in a way that I can continue living the rest of my life without diet pills, without fad diets, without drugs, without everything else under the sun, something that I can live with no matter what goes on in my life. Because I had tried everything else, and all I did was lose the weight, and as soon as I got off that diet or that regimen that they put you on or this routine of having to do this amount of exercise every day to keep the weight off, then you'd gain every bit of it back plus some, and you'd be defeated. But this works because you're doing it within your life. That's why diets don't work, because everybody's metabolism is totally different. Everybody's life is totally different. Everybody's schedule is totally different. Everybody's frames are totally different. You may need to weigh 180 pounds, and I may need to weigh 120 pounds. So to say what a number is on a scale is kind of like a waste. It's whatever is going to make you the happiest. It's whatever is going to make you victorious in your life. Because the main point of this whole thing, so that you know why we're doing this, is so that you yourself will have confidence in yourself. Because I don't care how much Keith or I teach on faith, we teach on prosperity, we teach on healing, we teach on deliverance, we teach on family and marriage. If you don't have confidence, if every time you go to the Lord, you are defeated because there is an area in your life that you don't have control over, the devil will bring that area up to you and you will have totally zero confidence in order to believe for healing, in order to believe for finances, in order to believe for a job, in order to believe for your kids to get saved. Anything that he can possibly think of that you are defeated in, it will be the area that he will bring up to you. And you needn't think he won't do it, because he's mean. And he'll do just exactly that. So know that that's your strength. And let's read 2 Corinthians. And he said unto them, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect when? Do you ever feel weak? So what do you rely on? You look to your own self and say, I'm strong enough to do this by myself. I can do this. No. You look to the Lord and you say, Lord, you said you would help me with this. I'm trusting you to help me with this.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Confidence and Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R116. That's R116, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.